I'm John Osier with a showdown edition of the Ozone Video Mailbag. And Jimmy from Biloxi, Mississippi writes, you said the Jaguars made progress Sunday. I don't see it. Felt like a step back. Well, it depends on your perspective. The Jaguars won on November 10th and lost on November 17th. In that sense, it wasn't a step forward. But by any measure, the Jaguars played better against Arizona than in just about any of the first eight games. It also was their best home game of the season. It's not a game that would be acceptable in a year or two, but the Jaguars have been better since the bye, so that's progress. Now, Andrew from Phoenix, Arizona writes, hey, look at you. Losing weight? Yeah. Now, Andrew from Phoenix, Arizona writes, I was kidding. Obviously, you've lost no weight, have you? No. Mike from Washington writes, woo, back in front for the first pick in the draft. Good news, huh? Well, if you want to see it that way, fine. Yes, the Jaguars are in line for the first pick, but don't spend the rest of the season worried about that. The season will play out. The Jaguars will pick where they pick. It will be Dave Caldwell's job to pick a player. You don't have to pick first to get the pick right. Now, Greg from Houston writes, what was up with Cecil Shorts III this week? What was he thinking, and what do you think of it? Well, Cecil Shorts said after the Arizona loss, he was disappointed with how often he was targeted. I think he was thinking he wanted the ball more. I think most receivers think that way after most games. In the long run, I don't think it will be remembered as a very big deal. Now, Charlie from Jacksonville Beach writes, Ozone, what's the deal with Jaguars Twitter? Now, Charlie from St. Augustine writes, John, 5 weeks till Christmas. From Atlanta, Georgia writes, John, the running game. Can it get fixed? Well, good question, and it may not have a great answer for the Jaguars this season. Six games remain, and the running game has struggled as much the last 2 weeks as at any point in the season. Gus Bradley said this week the Jaguars need to run better. They just have to, he said. To do it, the line has to get better in a hurry. The backs have to run better behind the line. Can they? We'll see. Now, DH from Boston writes, word is not all was well with you and JP Shattuck this week. Details. I need details. Well, frankly, I spent my week dealing with this issue, a week that might have broken a lesser man. It began when last week's Ozone mailbag depicted my friend, J.P. Shattuck, as pensive, rugged, sly with the lady.
Hey, how are you? I'm J.P. Thanks for coming. All right, here we go, Jags.
J.P. was pleased with the video, and I was excited too. Our friendship, already epic and meaningful, surely would reach new heights. Toward that end, I asked he accompany me on my annual fair outing. No, said he, and there our story turned. Undeterred, I set out alone. Fairground, my destination. Disillusioned, my companion. I did fair things. And as I wandered, my mind kept drifting to what I was now thinking of as my Shattuck situation. Who is this J.P. Shattuck, after all, with his boyish good looks and jutting jawline? I thought of the events of the week, the video viewing, the adoration we'd each felt from the masses. I hated to say it, but if you look closely, one might say they saw a less humble J.P. than the one who'd been there before. The astute observer could see hints. Warning signs of a man perhaps not as withdrawn as before. What to do about this man suddenly becoming more than a man, emerging as a force? Was there room on this site for him and me? I'd invented J.P. Shattuck. Would I have to destroy him too? Was it too late? What did any of this mean? And perhaps I was worried about nothing. I mean, I was the Ozone, right? And no one, not even J.P. Shattuck, could take that away.
And then I told him, oh, I got gambling money. I know. That Ozone, I tell you, that guy's a character, right? I mean, you should see his rough drafts. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Now, what happened next is sketchy at best and ridiculous at worst. This story ends with competition. Sad competition, it's true, but sometimes in this world, a man has to take a stand. Sometimes a man has to fight for what he believes in. I won't say what happened next was all about those things, and I won't say it was pretty. Mammoth! I won't even say it made a lot of sense, but I will say this. I may not be a better person for what happened last week, and I won't even say I learned a whole heck of a lot. But J.P. Shattuck and I battled that day, and we fought for what we believed in. And I think it's safe to say by the end of the day, we both knew who the winner was.
That's what happens when you go up against J.P. The Ozone has no chance.
You're the man.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I had no idea.
Thank you very much.